Welcome back to Daily Thrones. We have had this wonderful conversation spring up around the Hound, his growth, his path, and maybe a secret in his past, or maybe a secret in his blood. Could he end up being a Red Priest? What's going on with the Hound and Flame? And we, Eric Moreau first called in to talk about the Hound's growth. I talked about how the Hound came into himself, maybe found religion. Kevin Ross over Three Cocktail Questions, he's been talking about the Hound always had religion. He's always had this kind of moral code, at least that he's done it and done in private. He kind of came into himself. You can check it out here. And if you missed him, because some of the broadcasts do leave after 24 hours here on Anchor, go check out the daily podcast available here, either on the app or Apple Podcasts and Google Play. Now we have another take, another wrinkle, another theory in the Hound's past, present, and future. Mark from Mark Talk with this great call.
Hello, Ken. Just wanted to follow up on these conversations you and Kevin at Three Cocktail Questions are having about the Hound. It got me thinking, and I'm very curious about his fire or his Red Priest theory about the Hound being a Red Priest. But have you also heard? Because I have been, going down the grapevine, and there's a theory going around that the Hound, when he was a boy, actually saw something in the flames when he was playing with his brother's toy, which is why Sir Gregor pushed him into the fire, because the Hound was already transfixed on what he was seeing as a boy into the fire. And when Gregor saw that he was holding his toy, he decided, oh, okay, cool, I'm just going to burn his face. So maybe that's something, maybe that's nothing, but that's an interesting thought that it started so early in his youth, you know?
Interesting wrinkle, an interesting addition to this Hound conversation, Mark. Thanks, Mark. You can check Mark out here on his anchor station, Mark Talk. And, you have to wonder about the Hound's past and how it might tie into his future. This is a deep cut theory about him being a Red Priest. And what does that mean? And how would that play out? That's another conversation we can have, or a next chapter in this Hound conversation. The fact that he basically, the Hound as a character, was launched when his brother burned him in flames, and how it put in a justifiable fear of flames and fire and heat in general in the Hound, it makes sense as the character unfurls and progresses in front of us. In season 7, him seeing something in the flame, getting this vision of where the final fight's going to happen, or at least for them on the Snow Team 6 thing there, it would make sense. And it opens up a lot of thought. Why? Why did fire basically ignite the Hound? His character, Sandor Clegane, went from a boy, probably a big brutish boy, but went from a boy to the person who would become the Hound when Gregor burned him. Fire started him. It wasn't a great start. It was a violent start, and it led the Hound down a bad path, but he's on a path of redemption. I think he still has full redemption coming. So I love this idea about going into the past and figuring out what happened, and will we know, and why, he looks into the flames in season 7. Why did it freak him out even more? I mean, he was freaked out, but it seemed like he was home almost. Maybe he's done this before. It's an interesting thought and an interesting theory as we look deeper into the Hound. More about season 7 favorite moments and any conversation you want to start, calling here on Daily Thrones.
And one more thing about the Hound, Ken. Since we're already talking about it. Look, back in season 3... Arya said to him, "Someday I'm going to put a sword through your eye and out the back of your skull." Then she left him for dead in season 4 after his fight with Brienne. And everybody is on their way north for season 8. Everybody. Even Jaime. Brienne knows that the Hound's alive. They had a nice convo. They had a heart-to-heart. They, water under the bridge, as it were, with them. How is Arya going to react when she sees Sandor again? Is she going to fulfill her promise? She's so good at killing now. What do you think? Is there a chance that Arya just kills Sandor Clegane, even after everything the both of them have been through together?
All right, let's just keep talking about the Hound. I like this thread. This is what we do here on Daily Throne. Sometimes we just find other things we want to talk about. Conversations spring up because of your guys' thought starters, your guys' questions, thoughts, and speculations. I love it. Mark from Mark Tuck calling back in, talking about the Hound. We've been talking about his growth, his purpose in Season 8. Is he a red priest? Kevin Ross has put that idea in our head, and I like it. I actually really like that. I think that might be a home run of a theory. But what happens when Arya and the Hound reunite? There's a lot of questions about certain possible reunions coming up in Season 8, and I think Arya and the Hound has to be at the top or near the top of the list. Will she have some kind of connection and joy? Like, hey, I hated you at first, but we had some good times, and you actually taught me a lot. I'm actually probably a better killer than you now. And the Hound, with his change, kind of maybe he can admit now, as he kind of did to Brienne a little bit this season in his own very Hound-like way, because that's what we know and love about the Hound. Even through change, he remains the Hound. Could he say, you know what, you helped change me, Arya. Thank you very much. I kind of grew to care and respect you. You weren't just a hostage after a certain point. I mean, I would have sold you for a lot of gold, but, you know, fair enough. Or will she do as promised? Will her list need another name crossed off and maybe she sticks a sword in his eye? I don't know, as promised. What do you guys think? I think the Hound would be more changed than Arya and less rigid in this situation. I think the Hound has more of a, hey, this is how life goes. Yep, I kidnapped you at first. I took you hostage. I was going to sell you for money. I had some good intentions to return you to your family. Didn't work out that well. But over time, you're good. You're good in my book, kid. I think Arya would be the one that would be more like, look, I'm going to kill you. We may have had some good times, but I said I was going to kill you. That's what I got to do. I got to keep my word. You're going to die. Right? Am I off base there? I think that's the way it would go. Now, do I think that's going to happen? Do I think they'll meet? I think they will meet. And I think this question will have to be answered. It might just be a big nothing, though. They might high five and they're fighting some White Walkers. I don't know. One of the other reunions we've talked about here is Melisandre saying, look, I'm going to see you again, Arya. You got a lot of death in your eyes. I see all the eyes you're going to kill. I mean, she said that early on. What is that, Season 3? She talks to Arya about this, and here we are years later, 5 now. I think that one is an intriguing one to me, because Melisandre coming back, that's why we're having this conversation about Red Priests, Red Priestesses. Melisandre returns. She said she's going to return. I believe Melisandre more than any other character. I believe Melisandre when she says things are going to happen or that she's going to do things. And that's me being fully aware that she is sometimes a fraud, sometimes doesn't believe in herself. But she, over all the characters in the show, has done things that have, well, changed the game and fulfilled some sort of self-fulfilling prophecy, or at least some promises. So, Arya Melisandre is intriguing to me. But it could be a three-way dance here, like a good pro wrestling match, right? Melisandre returns, brings a new power to the Hound, and Arya's there to kill both of them, or kill Melisandre? I don't know how that could go, but it could be very interesting. What do you guys think? We're going to still talk some of our favorite moments, all those kind of things, but what do you feel about Arya and the Hound reuniting? Still got some favorite moments to talk about. We got a call from our good friend Jared talking about the Stark children. We got Jeff calling back about Snow Team 6. We got a lot of moments to discuss here. And some of our other regular callers have some good stuff lined up. But I think I would be remiss if I didn't talk about some of the news of the day. I'm on recording on the fly here. It's not in front of me, but we know George R. R. Martin has a new novella going into TV production, more on the sci-fi bent. And I wonder, we had talked about yesterday some of Jeff called in about the, you know, George R. R. Martin's tweets talking about 2018 and kind of hinting that something good could be coming. And then here we go. The next day we got this. A new show of his is into production. Good for George. More money into his pocket. More fun for him to relax in New Mexico and not write this book. Right now, I'm sure George works. I never question George R. R. Martin's work ethic. So is that the good news? Do you think more is coming? Because as we've always been talking about here in Daily Thrones, we got this long wait. We want Winds of Winter, and now we know that wait is for real. HBO confirming today that season 8 of Game of Thrones will be in 2019. And of course, the interesting thing about that is no actual release date. Nothing official, just like, yep, Sophie Turner was right, basically, is what they're saying. We'll see you guys in 2019 for the final 6 episodes of the show. So, what do you guys think? Early 2019? Spring? Back to the old starting date? They're shooting now. It's a long shoot. Got a break for that wedding, right? They're just kind of getting really going on this. This is going to be epic. We know what's going on. We got these big fights, big sequences, and important endings. And maybe they're taking some extra time to shoot false endings. And we're still got to talk about more false endings here on Daily Thrones. But I still think you might see this early 2019. Well, you'd have to look at what's coming out for HBO that year as well. What big shows are leaving? What new shows are they trying to usher in? This is the granddad of them all right now. No disrespect to the Sopranos or Dream On. This is the big one for HBO right now. So I think the sooner the better. The public will be hungry for it. If they say it's spring, back the kind of the original starting time for Game of Thrones, what we've been used to for the first 6 seasons, I'd be okay with it, but I would start getting itchy about that long, long way. More on Daily Thrones tomorrow about season 7, your favorite moments. Call in, let us know, and answer the questions posed today. It's Daily Thrones here on Anchor.